the four people are Tian Hua. Tian Hua is the Vice President of Parti Keadilan Rakyat. And the second person is Tamrin Ghaffar. He is the past member. And the third person who...
This is member of the Islamic Party PAS. Yeah?
Yes, exactly. And Haris Ibrahim, he's the chief of this movement called Anything But UMNO. And the fourth person is Adam Adli. And Adam has been charged this morning. And he has been released on bail. These four people are now in the Jinjiang Remand Center.
You represent Adam Adli, I understand. He was detained 5 days ago, but I understand he's out on bail. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Basically, they're just punishing him for speaking his mind. And they have used this archaic and draconian sedition act, even though the Prime Minister, the government, has said before that they would want to kill this act because it's no longer relevant in the modern setting. But unfortunately, it's not repealed, and they continue to use this draconian act to stifle dissent. So Adam Adli has been detained for 5 days after he got arrested on Saturday. They applied for a remand order from the magistrate, and the magistrate granted 5-day remand against Adam Adli, and he was subjected to continuous interrogation, even though he kept telling the police that they could have just referred to the video that contained his speech. They're just trying to send a message to the Malaysian people that do not say something that's not favourable to the government, or else you will be arrested and detained under the Sedition Act.
And Fadia, can you tell us what is it exactly that Adam Adli had allegedly said that was considered so seditious?
Adam Adli basically called the Malaysian people to go to the street to protest against the fraud committed during the elections.
Tian Chua, of course, is the high-profile spokesman and also VP of the opposition Parti Keadilan. The opposition, of course, has been holding meetings about alleged electoral fraud. Do you think Tian Chua's arrest might fuel emotions that are already running high in opposition ranks?
Yes, I believe so, because I think right now, after the elections, the government is obviously very insecure with how the Malaysian public is reacting to the allegations of fraud in the elections, and how the Malaysian people are assembling to protest the recent arrest of Adam Adli. The government is using the power that they have to tell the Malaysian public that they will do anything they can to stop the Malaysian public from expressing themselves, from protesting, from participating in peaceful assemblies and so on.
Prime Minister Najib, of course, prior to the elections this month, had vowed to strengthen civil liberties, including the possibility of getting rid of the Sedition Act. Do you think he's having second thoughts now?
I believe so. I think for political survival, the government, they really know that, you know, by having this act, they can try to instill fear, because it has been used for so long. You know that the Sedition Act is the legacy of the British, and it has been used to stifle dissent. It's very, very clear that people who get arrested under the Sedition Act are people who are very vocal, critical of the government. So this is a very powerful tool that is being used by the government to stifle dissent, because the Sedition Act is very, very broad and wide. It can cover everything, and that is why it is being abused by the government to stop people from speaking up.
Well, one of the reasons that the government had given for the need for a Sedition Act, that it's still very relevant to Malaysia, which is multiracial in nature, and therefore there's a great need to keep racial harmony. You don't think that the Sedition Act has a role or a place in Malaysian society?
No, I don't think that the Sedition Act is relevant. We can clearly compare this to the seditious statements issued by some people who are calling for racial hatred, racial violence, for example, recently, but no one was subjected to this act. But when it comes to the opposition, when it comes to the activists, the authorities are very fast to take action under the Sedition Act. So you can see selective prosecution, and also how the government is not really serious in trying to build harmony and trying to racial hatred and also racial violence. So if they are very, very serious, they should repeal this act, and they should just come up with a new legislation that can deal with hate speech, for example, that can deal with racial violence, racial discrimination, in line with the international standard, international covenant on elimination of racial discrimination, in order to ensure that everyone has the civil and political rights.